Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
It's good to be with you this morning once again to pray. So as always, find a good place for your prayer. Gather your senses and let's come into God's presence together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we've come into your presence in that Trinitarian blessing and name, blessing ourselves in the name that you revealed to us of the Father. And also recalling the power of the Spirit. In doing so, Lord, we activate our faith, knowing that your Trinity is here with us through grace, through baptism, through confirmation. We have received the power of the Trinity that dwells within us, making us living temples. And so, Jesus, when I come to pray, I'm not coming before you only, but I'm becoming aware of a mystery that's always at work. I am always in you and with you. I can never escape your presence, and so when I pray and remember you and bring myself before you, I'm just bringing myself into awareness of a truth and a reality that always exists. I am enveloped in you, in your mysteries. And through your life, Jesus, through the scriptures that reveal to me all that I need to know about God, my Father, his loving Spirit, I understand my own life. Your mysteries reveal to me the mysteries of my own life. And I believe that, Lord, and that's why I'm here to pray in your presence. I hope in you. I hope in this truth that I'm enveloped continuously in the mystery that is your Trinity, the mystery that you are. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I love this mystery. It's where I've come from, what gives me being, what sustains me in existence, and that to which I'm headed for all eternity, to behold the beauty of this mystery. I thank you, Lord, for even though I'm a creature of you, I'm made in your image and likeness. I thank you that as I pray, meditate on and with you, I become more of who I'm called to be. I'm grateful that this time of prayer enriches me, enriches my being, because it expands in me through grace your presence. It fills me more and more with you, and I thank you for that. As I invoke the Holy Spirit to be with me and enlighten my mind and senses, I read today's passage, which is Mark 12, 35 to 37. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. Jesus, you're in the temple area, and I imagine you there with your disciples around you, with your apostles, listening to you. They themselves trying to understand. I see the scribes and the Pharisees, those who see you with contempt, with critical eye and heart. I see the poor and the suffering, those who you've healed, those who have followed you and love you and are amazed by you. I see the curious onlooker that maybe just stops to have a glimpse, having been invited by somebody else who knows you and has heard you. To all these different souls, Jesus, you boldly preach You preach about yourself and your identity, and you challenge in front of everybody, the scribes and the Pharisees, as you say, you know, how is it that you scribes claim that the Christ, the Anointed One, is the Son of David? And you challenge them with reason and logic when David himself in the Psalm 110 says and calls him the Lord. And how is it then, do you say, he's his son when he's obviously much bigger than David? That the Messiah is, yes, from the lineage of David, but so much more than David. The greatest of the kings, right? The one who expanded the kingdom, who vanquished the enemies of Israel, who wanted to build the temple, who gave us the son, who was the king who would build the temple. You're so much more than that, Jesus. You want to reveal to me how you are, yes, humanly the fruit of David and fully human in every way and great in the history of salvation, but so much more. You are the Son of God. You are divine. And Jesus, that makes me wonder, do I sometimes want to limit your power as God? Do I want to domesticate you and make you just another idea amongst other ideas in my head and heart? Do I want to limit you, curb you, tame you, instead of letting you be who you are, both fully human and fully God, with power to heal, to transform, to resurrect? Jesus, I'm inspired to see that you're telling me you want to be so much more for me. You want to reveal yourself to me in your power, in your goodness, in your amazing qualities. So I open my heart to that. What areas of my heart, Lord, do you want to reveal your power to? What areas of my life, Lord, do you want to speak into with your power as God? What situations, what relationships, what responsibilities, what areas that cause me fear and discouragement? Allow me, Lord, to trust in you and to let your power be revealed. Lord, I also admire your courage to not turn away from the conflicts or the challenges that you faced, but that you were true to yourself and to the Father, that you confronted those situations that were challenging or difficult to be sure that the truth of who you are was revealed. That you modeled for me and for your apostles who are watching, including Peter and the 12, how you confront those who do not believe, those who in their pride would claim to know the truth about God, truth about how we are to live. As your priest, Lord, and as your apostle, your follower, I'm also tempted at times to cower before those who would claim to speak truth about what we are to believe or how we are to live, or what it is to be merciful, to be kind and understanding, would interpret and lead that to be permissive of things that you do not permit. Give me, Lord, your courage to speak your truth in love to whatever situations that you lead me into today. Give me a prudent, discerning heart to love and to speak your truth to the individuals, the situations, to the brothers that you put me in relationship with today. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me, for inspiring me. And I resolve throughout this day to imitate Jesus as he stands and preaches the truth in the temple. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Heydew of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.